The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. Glory to you, Lord Christ. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went a little further, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in their boat mending their nets. Immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired man and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. In my native language, when we say that a person has responded to God's calling, it means that person has returned to his maker, meaning to die. This suggests a powerful reminder to us all that we are sent into this world to serve, and when the time is right, we are recalled back home. Although this seems to make sense, it is not the way the Bible talks about God's call. Going back to Abraham, our ancestor by faith, God revealed himself to Abraham and gave him his promises, which we find in Genesis chapter 12. It introduced a new phase in God's story of redemption. So God's promises to Abraham became the foundation for Israel's divine mission into the world. So Abraham's story, basically, is a story of our faith, the call of God on our lives. So our gospel lessons today introduce us to Simon, Andrew, James, and John, two sets of brothers called by Jesus into the ministry. And Jesus calls them and asks them to follow him. There was a sense of urgency and a profound significance of the mission. So this morning, I want us to explore what this call of God on our lives and what it looks like for us. I know ours might not look the same as Jonah of the Old Testament, but this call on God on our lives is very real. If just in case we are unsure or not aware of it in our lives, today, perhaps, is your opportunity to figure this out. Let us begin with the four men that Jesus called into ministry. I tried to imagine what was involved in their decision making while they decided to follow Jesus. So I would have asked them a question like, "What prompted you to follow Jesus?" From fishers of fish to fishers of men. Will the new skills be required? Yes. Will your old fishing skills be needed? Yes. All your skills are useful in God's kingdom. Whether you are a nurse or a firefighter or an aircraft mechanic, Jesus wants to turn you into a fixer, a helper of man. He himself is the fixer, the healer of our souls. What changes must we make in our lives if we are to be followers of Jesus Christ? These four men led ordinary lives, and now by faith they followed Jesus to serve. They listened to God's call on their lives and went on to serve. May we also in our lives listen by God's grace to follow God's call on our lives. perhaps it won't be as dramatic as it was on the God's call on young Samuel in the temple, who was called by God three times, Samuel, Samuel, Samuel. And he didn't know that it was God of the universe that was calling him. Maybe you and I won't be as dramatic as it was for young Samuel, but we will continue to identify, to search, and answer God's call in our everyday lives. You may ask, what is the things that God is calling me? What are the things that God may be requiring of us, perhaps in this pandemic? What is it that God would like you to do in your daily life? Maybe you're retired, maybe you're doing school at home, and what is it that God would require of you to do while serving him? In Holy Scripture, we learn a path of how Christian believers should navigate in this perilous world. We have the example of Jonah responding to God's call in the midst of chaos and sin. And Jonah shouted with a sense of urgency. He's traveling in this big city, supposedly, that wasn't listening to God. And so he started declaring the word of God. And he told them, 40 days more and Nineveh shall be destroyed. See, the stakes are high. Something should be made done immediately about it. A sense of urgency. And we here, while we are here serving God, we have that same sense of urgency. The stakes are high. We need to turn into prayer warriors that affect and change the world around us. Some of you, perhaps, are called to serve God in your respective jobs. Be the light of Christ where you work. Jesus simply says, follow me. You may be singing in your shower. Maybe someone is listening. Sing God's praise. In what way? What ways? What creative ways are we today following Jesus? He is saying, when he is saying, follow me, he is saying, be with me. Walk with me on the path of discipleship. We have heard this phrase several times that says, serve God with gladness and singleness of heart. Those are the words that we say at the end of our worship services. Talk to God in the morning. Say the same words. Ask God for guidance and empowerment, and ask him, Lord, send me out to do the work you have given me to do, to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart. When I meet people made in your image, may I see your face in their faces. May I treat everyone like I would treat you, Lord Jesus. Show me opportunities to serve you where I might not see those. Open my heart to see what you see, to experience what you experience. Perhaps it's a misery and a sorrow to console, or an encouragement needed in my community. Guide me. Guide us, Lord Jesus. Amen.